So we're now going to hear a little bit from these guys about how they've got to the point this morning of wanting to be baptised and declaring their faith in front of you. So does everybody except Megan want to sit down? So Megan, you said you wanted to go first, didn't you? Great, Hannah's going to be with her. Fantastic. Could you come and wait?
Morning. So before coming to know God, I was finding life like very difficult, and I'd never really had an interest in faith before or grown up going to church, etc. So it was pretty miserable and especially lonely, as I'd never really made any friends at school, so I was alone most of the time. But I used to go to groups run by the Wave Youth, which was good fun, as there was all sorts going on there, and it included young people of all backgrounds, which was nice, and it was a safe environment to get to know people that I wouldn't have necessarily crossed paths with. So I was in the process of filming a promotional video for the Wave Youth for my college project, and at the time I was feeling really low, and I was filming bits at the group called Rooted, and Rich was leading the talk, which was really interesting. And he said at the end, if anyone would like to know what it's like to be a Christian or follow God, then feel free to ask. So I asked Hannah, and she explained how becoming a Christian and following God had changed her life and the peace she felt with God. And I just thought, oh, wow, I could really do with that. And that's what I felt was missing in my life. So that evening, I decided to hand my life over to God, which is the best decision ever. Obviously, life has its ups and downs, but since having God in my life, I've never felt alone, as I know he is there regardless. I feel that in the past 3 years, he has certainly pushed me out of my comfort zone many times, but through that, I've learned to be more confident in myself, and it's actually made me realise that I'm more capable of doing some things than I was before, especially before becoming a Christian. I've still got lots to learn, but I couldn't be more grateful and happy to be a part of this church family that God has placed me into, and who helped teach me and encourage me daily. So thank you for being with me on this amazing journey, and who knows what God has got in store for the future.
Esme.
Hi, my name is Esme and I'm 15. Growing up, I never felt far from God. With a Catholic primary school and a Christian grandma, I was introduced to Jesus quite early on. She would pray for me before I went to sleep, and I'd feel the presence of God like peace waving through me. But it was a personal experience finding him on my own. Through my tweens especially, God made a breakthrough in my life. I felt him reaching out to me, and he made my heart feel so full. At this church, I have been prophesied over and have felt the Holy Spirit covering me like a blanket. I always forget how deep his love is for us, because not always having a Christian people around me, I would go for what felt like months without anyone speaking of him to me, and that really wrecked my faith. And for a while, I truly hated God. I couldn't even look at my Bible without feeling sick to the stomach. I thought that he was angry at me, after going against him so many times. But whenever I went away, he was waiting for me with open arms. As it says in the Bible, over 300 times, he loves us. Going to a local Christian camp where I could meet people my age who really who'd loved Jesus really inspired me. And the prayer I got there from the leaders still affects me to this day. There I learned the power of prayer and that I shouldn't be ashamed of my faith. One girl there especially inspired me with her confidence when talking about Jesus. I hope that I can make that sort of impact on someone else using the gifts that God has given me. When I found out that the church was doing baptisms in the sea, I was so excited. I always had a vision of my baptism being in the sea, and I'm so glad that it's finally becoming a reality. Thank you.
I don't believe that there is any coincidence that I came to faith at the same time as changing career to become a paramedic. though it had been brewing a while. There's a great analogy in the Alpha course, which I was lucky enough to be guided through by Tim patiently in 2018, about God's plan for you being a bit like a sat-nav, that if you follow it directly, there's a straightish route from start to finish, but if you miss a turning, the sat-nav doesn't just switch off or implode, but calmly reroutes. It might take longer via different landmarks, but your plan will, at some point, rejoin that A road towards a pretty special destination. I think about this analogy a lot. Apart from helping me not to overthink current big choices, it helps me see my journey to this point and my relationship with God starting way before 2018. The seeds, the conversations, the signs were there all along, I just hadn't realized it. This brings me to my own road-based analogy, since alongside my spiritual awakening, I was learning to drive ambulances on blue light. To help negotiate the hazards of this new driving style, our instructors taught us the craft of hunting out signs, warning about approaching corners, hidden junctions, or potential wild animals. They predicted that on our drive home, we would miraculously see new signs that had been there all along. And it was true. Suddenly, I saw warning signs for hidden dips, wild ducks, and for dangerous height restrictions that I'd been passing every day for weeks, but not noticed until now. And so it was at the same time with my growing faith. I suddenly saw signs of God's presence in my everyday and in my past that I'd been wandering blindly past for years. There he was in the small things, in the glinting smile of a patient in a care home, the sun emerging just before the need to run to a shop, or hearing a song that reminds you of a friend not spoken to in ages. So you give them a ring, and they're so glad that you did because they really needed to speak to someone today. But he was also there in the big things, the turning points of my life, and I'm going to share just two of those connected ones briefly with you now. The first concerns leaving what I thought was my dream career. For a long time, I thought I was going to spend my life as a teacher. It was a job I really enjoyed and I did pretty well at. I worked hard, really hard. I often stayed up to the small hours planning, marking, arranging school trips. And within 2 years, I was head of sixth form and had been asked to represent my school at a meeting with the Prime Minister at Downing Street. I made my work my everything. I felt incredibly proud of my achievements, but as with lots of things in my life, it always felt as though there was something missing. And whilst at dizzying heights within my own career at an early stage, I felt unstable and unsupported, a castle built on sand, and I had no solid foundations. I've been surrounded by faith and faithful people throughout my life, but never shared it in myself. I never got it, felt it, understood it, though I was thoroughly envious of it. Envious of the purpose it seemed to give people, the comfort it brought them at times of distress, the answers to the unanswerable. I just lacked the evidence I needed to believe, lacked the signs. Like a castle built in sand, sure enough, I crumbled. It happened quickly. I didn't realize it at the time, but my lack of foundations under the weight of colossal self-expectation led me to a mental breakdown. It crippled me and everything I had built up over the previous 26 years of my life. My identity, character, career, achievement seemed to lie in ruins all around me. I couldn't talk to the school for the utter shame of it. I moved back to live with my parents and could barely leave the house for months. I saw several different professionals looking desperately for a fix, a glue to put it all back together, until eventually my mum encouraged me to speak to our old family GP. And I did. I didn't say much. I couldn't. Words, so all important to me before in articulating my truth and teaching English, had failed me. I felt so frightened of looking ignorant and pathetic, or unable to be understood. But he listened and he spoke and he talked calmly and in a deep, kind voice. Through his talking, I could see at a fundamental level that he understood, accepted, and forgave me. And as he spoke, a massive burden lifted from me and everything had hope again. There were no immediate answers, but there was hope and it was a foundation on which I could rebuild. I felt at that time as if the GP had saved my life. It gave me the confidence to change and follow my heart and pursue a career in outdoor teaching in Ireland with a fresh slate, where multiple divinely set signposts led me to meeting my extraordinary wife, Katie, and knowing almost instantly that I would marry and have an awesome life together, though not really sure how I knew that with such certainty. Within 2 years of that GP consultation, I learned that that doctor had left medicine and become a vicar. I didn't think much of it at the time. I even remember feeling surprised that he was religious. But now, I realized that it wasn't just the doctor who understood who I was and what I was silently saying in that consultation. God was in that room that day. Though it would take another 5 years and a lot of self-discovery and real foundation building to realize it. God helped me find Katie too, persuaded me to stay in Ireland long enough to meet her, and gave me the confidence to pursue the most remarkable relationship and friendship of my life, and the impetus to ask her, and subsequently others, questions that led me here today. There is no way I could do what I do now without faith, and be so happy and content with my life. Whilst we have two wonderful children, and I have a real vocation of a job which I love, I could not do it without help. It's hard, really hard. But God never gives you more than you can handle, and through prayer speaks and acts in the most awesome of ways. In fact, what God gives me now is the most unbelievable calm, clarity, and peace in the face of uncertainty or apparent stress. With faith, I could stand in the gulf of a looming, uncertain global pandemic as a frontline worker and know that what I was doing was right and that it would be okay for my growing family and I. With faith, I can be woken for the fifth time in a night and calmly resettled a frightened toddler because I know at a fundamental level that they don't need to be afraid and I'll make up the sleep some other time. With faith, I feel a firm hand on my shoulder as I tend my most critically ill patients, from those first vital interventions to easing the somersaults in my stomach and helping me deliver a measured handover to a packed recess room. With faith, I've started to lose faith in the idea of coincidence. Everything in this complicated, noisy, hectic world seems to unravel perfectly, as intended. The week after I completed the Alpha course, I took my normal running route up past Dulson Castle and noticed a carved stone quotation, one that had been there every previous time I'd run past it but never seen. The last line of a poem by Carol Ann Duffy. It revealed itself with perfect timing and reads, "What will you do now with the gift of your left life?" Thank you so much to everyone here and throughout my life who has helped to guide and teach me, whether they know it or not, and for giving me the room to grow in this new remarkable way to be here now on this brilliant journey.
Hi, my name is Stuart. This is my story. Well, actually, it's his. Well, I've had faith, belief, on and off since I was young. I was baptized back in 2007, but it wasn't like this. I was following the crowd, joining in with the others, doing it just to fit in, not doing on a personal level and connection with Jesus. And then I walked completely away from him, living a life of addiction and denial. The darkness took over, and for many years fighting this. This is what happened this year. I felt battered, bruised, awful inside. I had enough of living and feeling this way. I shouted out loud to Jesus, "Help me." And this was the night before Easter Sunday morning this year, about 5 o'clock in the morning. I was praying to Jesus saying, I want to break all forms of addiction, denial and sin, and turn my life over to him with you and become a follower with you. He said to me to get up. "I have you. I've got you, my son. I never left you." So I knew the sunrise service was on. As I was walking along the prom towards the clock tower, I felt the shackles being broken off. And since that day and joining AA, going to Believers in Recovery, doing the 12-step program, coming back to church, having house group and building my life with Christ and developing a more personal relationship with him, that with prayer I would refer my baptism. And just to add, I'm 96 days clean and sober. I wouldn't have been able to have done this without him and the support I get. I'd like to take this time to say thank you to Rob for his support and introducing me to Believers in Recovery. Also, Chris and Liz for allowing me to join the house group. Also, my mum and dad for their lifetime of encouragement and actually true words. And I give thanks to God for my relationship with my son Joel, who's present today, and Andrew and Anya for the practical help as well. I would also like to say thank you to the whole church, Joe, for making this possible. This journey is not over, and I would appreciate your ongoing prayers as well. And the reason why I know he will use my scars for the glory of his work. Thank you.
Guys, that was amazing. Thank you to each and everyone for being brave enough to share so much of what's going on inside and your story. We're really blessed by your courage and sharing this morning.